It's Tuesday, May 16th, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. A recent study conducted by Generations and the Worldview identifies the most evil nation in the world as determined by the Ten Commandments. On the basis of the Sixth Commandment, abortion, murders, and suicides, Greenland came in as the most evil nation in the world. North Korea takes first place as the most evil nation on the basis of the First and Eighth Commandments. Sweden came in first as the most evil nation based on the Seventh Commandment, followed by Iceland, Denmark, Germany, and Norway. And the study identified Chile as the best nation combining the surveys. North Korea successfully launched a mid-range missile into the Sea of Japan over the weekend. The missile, capable of carrying a nuclear warhead, flew a distance of 489 miles. The U.S. State Department has released photos of what they believe to be a Syrian crematorium to cover up mass killings being carried out by the Syrian government. Amnesty International estimates that 13,000 people have now been killed in what they call the Saydnaya slaughterhouse since 2011. That compares to the busiest Planned Parenthood abortion mill in America in Houston, Texas, which handles about 15,000 clients a year. Texas abortion mills alone kill about 68,000 babies per year. Good news for your home library. Real books are not going away. The Publishing Association reported that ebook sales dropped 17% in 2016, while interest in real books rose a substantial 8%. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue issued a statement to the department underscoring the importance of protecting religious liberty. In the policy statement issued on May 8th, Perdue said the department was reestablishing a, quote, commitment to safeguarding every American's First Amendment rights, particularly the right to free speech and the right to free religious exercise, unquote. Sherman County, Oregon, and the Department of Agriculture are trying to mandate that Azure Farms, a family-owned 4,000-acre organic farm founded in 1973, spray toxic chemicals in order to kill weeds, which would ruin its pristine soil, and thus their $50 million per year business. You'll learn why and what you can do to help them fight back against the long arm of the government in my special report today, immediately following today's newscast. Stay tuned. The president of Planned Parenthood, Cecile Richards, celebrated Mother's Day over the weekend on her Twitter account by advocating for safe abortions and reminding everybody, quote, nothing says I love you, Mom, like standing up for the right of mothers to access Planned Parenthood's care, unquote, including abortion and contraceptive abortifacient services. Romans 13:9 says, he who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, and if there is any other commandment, are all summed up in this, saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Americans have never been so immoral in their perspectives, according to a new Gallup study. More than in all past years, Americans support the moral acceptability of divorce, homosexuality, fornication between unmarried persons, illegitimacy, doctor-assisted suicide, pornography, and polygamy. Young adults are far more likely to endorse homosexuality, illegitimacy, abortion, and pornography than the older generation by about 20 to 30 percentile points. The immoral practice that has seen the sharpest increase in support from Americans is homosexuality, the favorability of which has grown from 40% to 63% in 16 years. The Alabama Senate approved a bill that would allow for the placement of the Ten Commandments on state property and public schools in the state, as long as the display of God's law is intermingled with other educational statements and historical items. Nonetheless, the true and living God does make the exclusive claim, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." Exodus 20, verse 3. The NASDAQ and S&P stock indices scrapped record highs on Monday and the Dow Industrials closed just shy of 21,000. Meanwhile, the Chinese Shanghai market is off 8% from its April high. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, May 16th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. As promised now, another Worldview special report. It's a David versus Goliath story, to be sure. Sherman County, Oregon, and the Department of Agriculture are trying to mandate that Azure Farms, a family-owned 4,000-acre organic farm founded in 1973, spray toxic chemicals in order to kill weeds, which would ruin its pristine soil and thus their $50 million per year business. Find out the specifics in just a moment. It's a story of right versus wrong, conventional agriculture versus organic agriculture, tyrannical rule versus freedom. Get a piece of paper and a pen ready to jot down an important phone number and email address so that you can take a stand and come to the rescue of Azure Organic Farms by this Wednesday afternoon, May 17th. The World View talked with David Stelzer, who explained his family heritage.
I founded Azure Standard that does the sales arm for Azure Farms in the late 80s, but my father actually started farming organically back in 1973.
Their mission is clear.
We are one of the hallmark organic farms in America. We've been around way before organic was the in thing. Many organic farmers also do dual agriculture, conventional and organic both. We believe in it 100%. We don't have conventional land.
And the written description of the Azure Farms mission is equally compelling. They wrote, quote, "We care deeply about what we eat, where our food comes from, and how it was grown. We want to help people align with food that is grown and prepared in the way our Creator meant for it to be, unadulterated and pure, nutrient-rich and life-giving," unquote. Stelzer described what sets organic farming apart from conventional farming.
Under organic production, there are no toxic chemicals or artificial chemicals of any sort, no herbicides, pesticides, insecticides, or commercial chemical fertilizers. Everything has to come from an organic source. What this means is that there are no chemical residues whatsoever in the food. What it also means is that you have higher quality and higher nutrient content because the product is grown using the nutrients that are actually in the soil and not boosted by extra nitrogen and single nutrients that make the plant grow better.
It was astounding to learn how devoid conventional agricultural crops are of basic nutrition.
Human health needs all 72 minerals that the body requires for optimum health. Most farmers only deal with three in the soil. An organic farmer deals with all the micronutrients and the minerals in the soil to make sure that they're biologically available to the plant and to the crop.
Beyond that, Stelzer of Azure Farms explained that conventionally farmed wheat, produce, meat, and dairy actually lead to different cancers and autoimmune disease.
Many of the insecticides and herbicides that are commonly used in conventional agriculture are carcinogenic. So they do contribute to causing cancer, and I believe that it's actually a lot higher than it's really reported. Autoimmune disease is much more a factor than cancer because the amino acid chains, the proteins, and the sugars in conventional agriculture have become so simple because they're only dealing with such a minor amount of the nutrients that now we get things like celiac disease, which actually autoimmunes people to have an autoimmune response to wheat. That is completely caused by the wheat not being grown in the right way to have a complete and balanced amino acid chain. It only has that one gluten protein available. Almost all of the foods are very important to get under organic cultivation if you possibly can. But the most important are ones like produce that you're eating the whole thing. Number two is grain. Grain is a really big deal to make sure that it's organic, and that's because of the amino acid complexes. Meats are a really big deal because a lot of meat eats grain. it just doubles that up. And then dairy, of course, which also consumes a lot of grain. It's secondhand, and it builds in the body. So grain, meat, dairy, produce are the big ones in my mind.
David Stelzer told The Worldview that his father, who founded Azure Farms, was a devout Christian who sought to honor God through raising cattle and harvesting wheat, which were pure.
My father was definitely motivated by the concept that the body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and we should never be putting toxic chemicals into our body. We should be taking the very best care of it that we possibly can. But then as a farmer, it was even deeper because the concept is to love your neighbor as yourself. I would never want anyone giving me toxic chemicals to eat or selling me food that's going to actually make me sicker rather than give me nutrients to make me healthy.
Sherman County, Oregon, where 2,000 acres of Azure Farms is located in addition to the original farm in Dufour, Oregon, is filled with conventional farmers who are upset with the organic, family-owned business with 180 employees. These conventional farmers are upset about, get this, weeds on the Azure farm, and they were willing to use the long arm of government to try to compel Stelzer to violate his principles and spray toxic chemicals on his precious organic soil and crops.
In Sherman County, Oregon, where we've been farming organically for the last 18 years, some of the conventional wheat farming neighbors were concerned that some of the weed seeds might blow from our land onto theirs.
You might be wondering, why would the conventional farmers care if there are some weeds in their wheat crop? Because if weeds are harvested alongside the wheat, it will lower their overall yield and they will lose money. Christian businessman David Stelzer is eager to find a workable solution, but was blindsided by both the power grab and the only solution presented by his conventional farming neighbors, emboldened by the county and federal government.
We've always tried to be very sensitive to the neighbors. In this case, the neighbors did not come to us. They went straight to the county and filed a formal complaint with the county rather than coming to us and saying, hey, can you have a bigger buffer zone or can you build a fence, which we would have been very happy to work with any neighbors on that. They went to the county to try to get the county to force us to spray rather than work together to make sure that none of the weed seeds went onto their property. They did not tell us that they were going to have the hearing, and they made a proposal to the Department of Agriculture to quarantine the farm. That's what actually scared us and made us go out and put this on social media and ask for help.
Ironically enough, the various toxic chemicals used by the conventional farming neighbors of Azure Organic Farms had caused David Stelzer to self-impose a significant buffer zone in his own fields in order to protect the purity of his harvested organic produce.
There is pesticide and herbicide drift when the farmers next to us actually put their herbicides on the ground right next to ours. So we have created a buffer zone in our fields so that we don't harvest the grain for organic within a certain distance to the neighboring farmer. We sell that either on the conventional market or don't sell it at all. We just mow that down, one of the two. It's 30 feet roughly if it was just ground applications of herbicides. And then if it was aerial applications on the neighboring farm, it can be much further. We're talking 150 feet.
Here's the latest development and how you can get involved.
Now the county has come back and they are planning to sit down with us at a meeting at 4 o'clock on Wednesday of this week, where the neighbors and us can both get together at the table along with the county court and hopefully come to a resolution.
Stelzer hopes and prays that you will take a stand to help save his family-owned Azure Organic Farms.
I would love for the Worldview listeners to take the time to contact the Sherman County, Oregon court and let them know that you want to have organic farming options available and to not mandate Azure to spray toxic chemicals on this land and ruin the status of this wonderful old organic farm.
If the government mandates that Azure Farms sprays these toxic chemicals on their own private property to kill weeds that are bothering their conventional farming neighbors, it will kill the Azure Organic Farms business. It will destroy all the efforts Azure Farms has made for years to produce the very cleanest and healthiest food humanly possible. About 2,000 organic acres would be impacted. That's about 2.8 times the size of the city of London, England, and 1.5 times the size of the city center of Philadelphia that could be sprayed with noxious, toxic, polluting herbicides. If you believe, as we do, that what the government is proposing is ludicrous, if you're concerned about where your food comes from, or if you simply enjoy organic and non-GMO food grown right here in the United States, we at The Worldview urge you to call and email Lauren Hernandez, the secretary for the Sherman County, Oregon court. Please leave a polite message when you call Lauren at 541-565-3416. That's 541-565-3416. Call any time of the day or night. And you can email her at lhernandez@co.sherman.or.us. That's lhernandez@co.sherman.or.us. Remember, Lauren is not the one who proposed that Azure Farms spray toxic chemicals on their pristine organic farm. She is merely the one compiling the emails and tabulating the voicemails for the court's record.
She is just collecting letters and phone calls and keeping a journal of that for the county court. I have not talked to Lauren in the last couple of days, but a few days ago, and she has been very gracious. I think that she has been a little bit overwhelmed the last few days, for sure.
There are two deadlines. The first is to call or email by 1 p.m. Pacific this Wednesday, May 17th, before a 4 p.m. Pacific meeting. That's when David Stelzer will sit down with his conventional farming neighbors and the Sherman County government officials to work out a practical solution like tall fencing or an even wider buffer zone so that the weed seeds do not spread as easily from Azure Farms onto the conventional wheat farms adjacent. This is the most important deadline. The second is Monday, May 22nd. When Sherman County, Oregon will make an official decision for or against Azure Organic Farms. So your calls and emails will make an impact leading up to Sunday night, May 21st as well. Your voicemail or email could simply say, quote, "My name is so-and-so. I live in this city and this state. Please do not mandate that Azure Organic Farms spray toxic chemicals on their soil, which would ruin their business. They are more than willing to build a tall fence or increase the buffer zone between their property and the property of adjacent conventional farmers to prevent the spread of weed seeds. This is America. Organic farmers have just as much a right to the land as conventional farmers do. Thank you for your time," unquote. While you're at it, send me an email to let me know that you took a stand for Azure Organic Farms, adam@theworldview.com. That's adam@theworldview.com. Finally, help spread the word to your friends and family about this critical story. You can either grab the above link to this newscast and transcript, share it on Facebook, and email it to folks. Or you can send your loved ones to the link in our transcript to the action alert at AzureStandard.com, which features the righteous fight for Azure Farms along with the action step of calling and emailing. Keep up to date with this fight at their Facebook page, facebook.com/AzureStandard, AzureStandard. Let's not let David Stelzer and his wife Kimberly and their 11 children down. This has been another Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus.